I'm Ben Thomas. Donald Trump has arrived in Florida ahead of a history-making federal court appearance Tuesday on dozens of felony charges accusing him of illegally hoarding classified documents and thwarting Justice Department efforts to get them back. Eric Tucker has more.
This is going to be the second time in as many months that Trump has faced a judge on criminal charges, but this is a case that really stands out above and beyond the earlier New York prosecution. This is a case that involves serious national security charges that, taken together, carry the prospect of many years in prison. He has encouraged protests, says he wants them to be peaceful, but he is actively trying to encourage his supporters and his backers to be present with him, to stand in solidarity. He was lamenting that they weren't as visible during his first appearance in New York.
Miami Mayor Francis Suarez.
We obviously believe in the Constitution and believe that people should have the right to express themselves. But we also believe in law and order, and we know that, and we hope that tomorrow will be peaceful.
Two men who were active duty Marines when they stormed the U.S. Capitol have pleaded guilty to riot-related criminal charges, Joshua Abate and Dodgedale Helenan, to be sentenced in September. Pennsylvania State Police say a body was recovered from the wreckage of a tanker truck that flipped and caught fire on an off-ramp of I-95 in Philadelphia Sunday. No ID yet. The blaze led to a collapse of the northbound lanes, the highway expected to be closed for weeks in both directions. Ukraine is claiming its troops have now retaken 7 villages from Russian forces, releasing footage of flags being raised in the eastern Donetsk region. The gains were impossible to verify, but it amounts to about 35 square kilometers. And in Colombia, a custody battle has broken out among relatives of 4 indigenous children who survived a plane crash and 40 days alone in the Amazon. Their maternal grandparents vying with the father of the 2 youngest to take care of the children, whose mother died in the crash. This is AP News. 60 years after Medgar Evers' murder, his widow continues a civil rights legacy. Norman Hall has the story.
At 90 years old, Merle Evers Williams, who was married to civil rights icon Medgar Evers, is still active in pushing the U.S. toward a promise of equality and justice for all.
We as human beings have yet to reach our potential. We may not know it, but it is here. It is calling on us each and every day.
Medgar Evers was gunned down on June 12, 1963 by white supremacists outside the family's Jackson, Mississippi home. It is now the newly opened Medgar and Merle Evers Home National Monument, a unit of the National Park Service. Evers Williams says her late husband never gave up on Mississippi. She says she will use the remainder of her days speaking against racism and prejudice. I'm Norman Hall.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.